So here's the famous Ramban about what is the basic purpose of the Mishkan. So first of all, the Ramban says that the main objective of the Mishkan was the most important kli in the Mishkan was what? What was the most important thing in the Mishkan? The Aron. Why? Because that's where the Shechina rested. Ikar hachefetz b'Mishkan hu makom menuchas hashchina shu ha'aron. That was the place. And Hashem spoke to Moshe from on top of the Aron. Now, here's the famous Ramban. What's the Mishkan all about? What's the Mishkan all about? The Sora Mishkan hu Shiakavod Asher Shachan Ahar Sinai Shechina Lev Benister. That's it. On Har Sinai, we had amazing Gilui Shechina. We saw Hashem, whatever that we saw. That experience, Hashem wanted us to have a continued presence of the Shechina with us in a more hidden way. That's the Mishkan. So, just like we experienced the Shechina on Har Sinai in a massively open Galui way, we experienced the Shechina in the Mishkan in a hidden way. That's what it was about. It's amazing shot. The Shechina was on Har Sinai. Uksiv, he quotes the pasuk, "Kein kasuv b'mishkan, kvod Hashem aleis ha'mishkan." In other words, just like the Torah says that the Kvod Hashem was on Har Sinai and the Shechina, Kvod Hashem, you have the same phrase, Kvod Hashem on the Mishkan. Because that's the idea. It's the same, Kvod Hashem means the glory of God, the Shechina. Oh, it says Kvod Hashem, etc. Oh, V'haya the Mishkan tuk in Yisrael, HaKavod Shener Lem B'Har Sinai, and the Kavod, the Shechina, the glory of God that was on Har Sinai, was with us all the time when we, in the Mishkan. You got it? Oh. Oh, and just like Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai, kach b'mishkan kasuv v'yishmasa kol midaber elav. In other words, the Ramban is saying a beautiful idea. The Mishkan was mamash like Har Sinai. Hashem gave us the Torah on Har Sinai. In the Midbar, Hashem gave Moshe new mitzvos. Where did Moshe hear those mitzvos? What? Where? What? In the Mishkan. It came down from the Aron. No, it came down to the spot on the cup proven, like I mentioned yesterday, and then it went out. But the point is, it's amazing. The Ramban is saying, just like there was Matan Torah on Har Sinai, there was Matan Torah in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was a hemsheikh of Har Sinai. That's the Ramban Shita. Correct. He called Dibur Moshe Hayah Hashemayim B'yom Mishma Ben Akruvim, etc. Oh. That's the Ramban. Like you said, it's a portable, he quotes the Pesukim here, it's a portable Har Sinai.
What
we had with Galui and Har Sinai, we had in the Mishkan. It's a very beautiful idea. So when the Jews went through life in the Midbar, they went to life in the Midbar feeling the Shechina was at the center. Almost like reliving Maimon Har Sinai. That's the famous Ramban. That's the Ramban. Now, there's a big machlokas in the Zal, in the Rishonim, was the Mishkan l'chadchila or b'di'evet? Because some of the Mefarshim say that after Chayta Egel, Hashem, then we got the Mishkan. But without Chayta Egel, you know, things would have been straight. We wouldn't have needed a Mishkan. You could have had Hashem with you wherever you were. Hashem would have been with you wherever you were in your own life. The Sforno, one second. Right, the Sforno says that, I think. In other words, is the Mishkan l'chadchila? So what does the Ramban say? Absolutely, yes. That he's saying it is a chadchila. He's saying Hashem had a plan. The plan was have Matan Torah on Har Sinai, a major, massive, open event, and that Galui Neis Nigla event should continue in a muted way in the Mishkan as a hemshir. You got it? So that's what the Ramban says. That the Mishkan was the Hemshech of Maimon Har Sinai for the Shechina, and it was also a place of Matan Torah that Moshe would receive mitzvos in new Torah in the Mishkan, like on Har Sinai. And that's why the Aron was the most important kli in the Mishkan, the Rabban says, because that's where the Shekhinah rested. And since the main point of the Mishkan was home for the Shekhinah, that's why the Aron is the most important kli. You got it? That's important, Ramban. On your own, if you have time, you should learn this introduction of this is the Ramban's introduction to Truma. This is the famous introduction. That he talks about what's the Mishkan all about. And he says, Ikra Achayp here, we'll read in English. The main objective of the tabernacle was to be a place for resting of the divine presence, which is the Aron.
But it's a watered down version of the Harsinai.
Absolutely, correct.
Those that hold it, the Dievet, hold that. It could have been the power of Harsinai.
No. They hold, the other approach holds, if you look at the end of Yisro, the end of Yisro says, wherever you call out Hashem's name, the Shekhinah will come. In other words, the original plan was, we were at such a high level, if you would build a Mizbech in your backyard, the Shekhinah would come to you. In other words, any place could be. But then, Chet Egel showed, no, we need something tangible, something physical that we can use to focus ourselves. And Hashem gave us the Mishkan like as a makeup for after Chet Egel. All right. So that's the... But this is the famous Ramban. HaKavod, the glory of Hashem, the rest of Har Sinai, should rest upon... But unlike Har Sinai, it's in a concealed manner. And then it goes, like you said, all the psukkim. This is a very famous idea. That's the Ramban's view of the Mishkan. And it's... Yeah. Yes, so for us, we should view every shul is like that, Beis Medrash is like that, and it's supposed to be. The Shekhinah is here. There are halachos of you have to act differently in a shul because we view the Shekhinah is here, and you're not supposed to talk to Divrei Chol in a shul. You're not supposed to in a Beis Medrash. That's one Ramban. You got it? That's a famous Ramban. Ready for this one? Okay, now, when you made the Aron, it says V'asu. What does V'asu mean? They shall make. Plural. V'asu. Aron, it says V'asu. By the menorah and by the shulchan, it says V'asisa. You shall make. Singular. Got it? That's the Medrash's question. Here we go. V'asu Aron. Okay. By the menorah and by the Aron and the menorah and the shulchan, it says v'asisa. How come here it says here v'asu plural? So the Ramban quotes the Medrash. Here we go. Here's the Medrash. Mivnei ma b'chol kelim kasu v'asisa uv'aron kasu v'asu aron. I'm Rav Yehuda bar Shalom. Yavo akol b'isasku b'aron shi'is kula Torah. Everyone should be involved in building the Aron. They should be zocher for Torah. The Medrash says like this. The menorah and the shulchan represent small groups. The menorah represents the kohanim. They did the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. The shulchan represents kings, because shulchan is wealth. The lechem panim represents wealth. Not everyone's a kohen. Not everyone's a king. That's more for a few people. But the Aron symbolizes Torah, because the Luchos were in the Aron. So Torah is here. Everyone has to be involved in Torah. That's why it says V'asu, that everyone should be involved in the Aron and the Zohar for Torah. You got it? It's a beautiful Ramban. This is a big Yisod, how we're different than Lahavdil, than the other nations. In most of the other religions, who studies the text, the Bible and stuff? Only the priests and stuff.
Right.
The idea that the average person should go home at night and study and analyze it doesn't happen. This is a big yisod in Yadus. Torah is for everyone. The Shekhinah is for everyone. And so we see it's in this word, V'asu. V'asu. This word, V'asu, is a remez that since everyone's involved in building the Aron, that's a remez that everyone should be involved in Limud Torah. That's the famous Ramban. Got it? Put in the Medrash. Now the Ramban has a kasha. How did everyone help build the Aron? 2 million people. What'd they do? Oh, good. Let's see. The Ha'esek and the involvement that the Medrash says that they helped build, what was it? Sheisnade kolechad kleizav echad la'aron. So one shot is that everyone gave to the Mishkan, that we learned yesterday. So let's say you're donating, you have this stuff for the Mishkan. So you would put in most of your stuff in the Mishkan bin, and one piece of gold in the Aron bin. That's shot number one. Good. O Yazer Levitzal Ezimat. Or whoever was able to would help Itzalo. In other words, let's say you're good with your hands, you'd help Itzalo build the Aron. O third, Yechavnu Ladavar. How would they be involved? They would direct their thoughts to the matter. What does that mean? That means, you know, some of them first say, like, say Tehillim, and like, you know, Yudavin that Betzal should be Masliach. In other words, the Ramban's bothered by how exactly are 2 million people involved in building the Arwan? Like, there's not enough, what's it for everyone to do? What do you, so, either you give gold, or you would help build, or you would daven and say Tehillim and Betzal should have good Kavanah. That's the famous Ramban.
You don't feel such a connection or like you're taking part as you would if you give gold.
That's correct. It won't be exactly the same. That's true. Okay, I hear. Maybe, you know, maybe not. I'm not sure if everyone had gold. And maybe once they had enough, you know, maybe they had enough there. So that's the famous spot. This is a big Yisod learnings for everyone. Everyone has to learn Torah. You understand? You know, that, this, and, you know, this is a big part of being, an Ovid Hashem. Yeah. You know, Yichad Miladavar. Direct their thoughts to the matter. That's what Yichad Miladavar means. We have to learn. And it's a big deal. Everyone has to learn. And like Rav Shai said, Chumash and Rashi, Mishnayis, Nach, a little Gemara every day. And without Hashem, so these are the two. These are many. There are many Rambans. Two famous Rambans in the parsha. You got it? Okay, good. But the Aron represents Torah. So the Torah is hinting to us, the Shochan and the Menorah, that's for some people. But the Aron, the Medrash says, is for everyone. Yavou Hakol. This is the phrase, that's the language of the Medrash. Yavo HaKol V'yis'asku Ba'arva. Everyone should come and be involved in building the Aron. In other words, the reason why the Torah writes the building of the Aron in plural is to be a hint that everyone should be involved in Torah. Everyone should be involved in building the Aron, learning Torah, etc. It's a beautiful idea in Yadus that learning Torah is not just for the elite, not just the rabbis, everyone has to learn. Daf Yomi, everyone has to learn. Everyone has to learn Torah. Not just the Rabbanim. Avdil, this is one of the big differences from Judaism and other religions. And a lot of the other religions, only the idea of studying a text inside and breaking your head over is only officially for the spiritual leaders. Okay. Good. So that's what the Medrash says. So what's the Kasha that the Ramban asks? How exactly did everyone build the Aron? There were 2.5 million people. That's the Ramban's kasha. They all got in line and built the, and like they all like, you know, took a little hammer and built the Aron. What happened? So the Ramban gives an answer. The Ramban discusses that. It's a good question. We have clarity here. The Chumash says Asisa versus Asu. That's a kasha. The Medrash gives an answer. Asu implies that for the Torah, everyone's involved. That's the Medrash. The Ramban and the Medrash is answering a kasha on the Chumash. The Ramban has a kasha on the Medrash, which is, how did everyone build the Aron? The Ramban gives several answers. Rabbi Yaakov gives his own answer to the Ramban's kasha. Here's Rabbi Yaakov's answer. Rabbi Yaakov says as follows. All the Jews were involved in the Aron because all the Jews were involved in building the Mishkan. And here's the idea. Let's say you wanted to build an Aron. So you would take the Aron. Let's say you had an Aron. You want the Aron. You want to put the Aron somewhere. So you'd go and you'd put the Aron, like on Rehov HaPisgah, like right outside of Krupman Zatzal's, a very holy place, right outside his apartment. You couldn't do that because an Aron needs a holy place to be in, you know, to be the Aron. You can't just put the Aron in the middle of the street. Even Rehov HaPisgah, you can't put the Aron there. If you want the Aron to have its full kedusha, what do you need? A kadosh place. And inside the kadosh place, you put the Aron. So the Aron needs the Mishkan. The Mishkan serves the Aron. The Aron needs the Mishkan. The Mishkan serves the Aron. So Yaakov says, this is what the Medrash means. all the Jews were involved in building the Mishkan. Everyone donated for building of the Mishkan. And therefore, by definition, everyone was involved in building the Aron. Because if you contribute to the Mishkan, you get partial credit for the building of the Aron. So even if you didn't give gold for the Aron, and you weren't someone who actually formed the Aron, since you helped build the Mishkan, you get credit for the building of the Aron. And he says that's what the Medrash means, that everyone's involved in building the Aron. That's what he says. This is a major yesod in life in general. There's an Aron in things, and there's a Mishkan in things. And some people are the Aron, some people are the Mishkan. For example, what's the Aron of our school? What's the Aron of the seminar? What's the Aron? The classes, the wonderful Shabbatons, the Yimei'iyun, whatever. The Me'iyun. What's the Mishkan? What's the Mishkan of this school? The desks, the lights, the building. And what's the big Mishkan? Starts with an M. What? Money! Yes, money! Schools need money. So when you give money to a school, this is an amazing concept, you get partial credit for the Torah being learned in that school. That's what Rabbi Yaakov is saying. Whoever built the Mishkan, it's as if they built the Aron. Whoever gives money gets credit for the Aron too. It's an amazing thing. This is good for fundraising. I'm serious. This is when you invest in a yeshiva, you invest in a school. There's a mushel out there. What's the best investment of all time? Investing in Microsoft in the 1970s. Whoever invests in Microsoft is a multimillionaire. Investing in a yeshiva, is a better investment than that, because the investment pays off in Olam Haba. That's one example. You have high schools in America. So what's the Aron of the high school? The classes of this. What's the Mishkan of a high school? The secretary. There's always that one person. If she's not there, the school falls. The school falls apart. Every high school has that. If the principal's not there, you can get by. But if the secretary's not there, no one knows where to go. Yes, yeah, yeah. That secretary has a lot of zechuyos. She's keeping the school running. You got it? She's the Mishkan for the Aron. You have an NCSY Shabbaton. What's the Aron of an NCSY Shabbaton? The sessions, the davening, the ebbing. You know what ebbing is? The end of Shabbos. There's ebbing at the end of Shabbos. Okay. What's the Mishkan of an NCSY Shabbaton? What's the Mishkan of an NCSY Shabbaton? The phone calls. You've got to find place people to stay, organize the food, plan the Motzei Shabbos activity that gets everyone to come in the first place. That's annoying, tedious work. You don't get any publicity for it. That's a Mishkan. You get partial credit for all the kiruv that goes on in NCSY. Got it? And there's a lot going on over there. They did a study 15 years ago. There's a person out there, Jonathan Rosenblum, Rabbi Jonathan Rosenblum. He writes very good articles. He wrote an article once about NCSY. This is an amazing statistic. He quoted, this is from a non-Orthodox source. The intermarriage rate, lo aleinu, of non-Orthodox Jews, this was 15 years ago, was in the 65-66%. And the intermarriage rate of non-Orthodox Jews, non-Orthodox, who spent more than a year in NCSY, was 2%. That's a study done from the Lilly Foundation. He quoted it in an article in the Jerusalem Post. It's a mind-numbing number. Anyway, so that's the Mishkan and the Aron. Everything's like this in life. Some people are zochet to be the Aron and their Torah and their learning, and some are the Mishkan. You find what you're good at. Rav Kupman Zatzal was a master at both. He was an Aron, teaching his Sfarim. People use him all over the place. He has thousands of videos people watch to use to learn from. He had a way of teaching and a way of learning, and his chidushim and clarity and the jokes and everything, it all fit. He's also a Mishkan. He built it. He built this empire. Thousands of students, they mentioned at the Levaya, that they think most of the Dati Lumi Jews living in Israel right now have been taught by someone who either came here, who came to Mechala. Again, this is like a mind-numbing figure. Like hundreds of thousands. Anyway, so guys, that's the Mishkan, and that's the Aron. Sometimes you're zochet to be the Aron, or if you're good at you're good at organizing, you're a Mishkan. You got to find your niche in life, and that's what the pasuk means. V'asu Aron, the ones who built the Mishkan, get credit for building the Aron. We'll stop.